Mr. Reedy.
Miss George. Miss George.
Yes, Mr. President.
How are you this morning?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good. The, wondering primarily what kind of coverage you wanted for this IRS meeting at 1 o'clock.
I would, offhand, I guess I'd just give the statement that I use.
Right. Okay. I would rather suggest that, frankly. One thing, have you seen this suggested the draft from Buzz yet?
Yeah. I think it's all right. I should get some changes.
No, I just wanted to be sure about that second sentence. Before you inquire, I want to tell you all our taxes are paid up.
What does it say?
Before you inquire, I want to tell you our taxes are all paid up.
I don't think that you need to do that, do you?
No. The point to it is, if I did use it, naturally that would set motion a chain of questions. Are your taxes paid up?
Well, mine are. Well, what's the point? Try to be funny?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it would be the, I think it'd be the leading story.
I wouldn't try to bring that into question. Suggest that, would you?
No.
All right, just tell him.
I'll just take it out. You can use it in the,
Tell him to cut it out on my card and everything.
Right. But nothing wrong with it in a remark to the Internal Revenue people. But it does, I said, open up this thing. Well, I have no other real problems this morning, I don't think, sir. I've got this Food for Peace report and the Canadian thing and the,
What is Canadian?
The auto parts agreement that you signed with Pearson.
Send up the letter on it, a bill or something.
That's right. And that's,
I just signed up a bill on,
area.
Public Works.
Yeah, Public Works.
Don't mention the area.
I won't. I won't. And the, so I don't think they can ask me anything in Vietnam. They will, of course, want to know when you're going to see Taylor.
I would tell them that we hope that, that there's some meetings going on, that he is kind of reporting in to the various groups. And we want them to have his report and to see him and then come see me. And he'll be probably having a little meeting with me this afternoon, any just as soon as he's available. As soon as he's ready, and I'm very anxious to see him any time. And that you would guess that would probably be this afternoon or in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But that there'll be other meetings, but that he's now talking to the aid people and the state people and the Pentagon people.
Mm-hmm.
And a little later he'll be talking to me and some of the congressional people.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's already announced to foreign relations that they'd like to visit with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the routine. That's about what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't know just how many doors he's gone into and how many folks he's conferred with or how many on his list to. But just as soon as he's available, when he gets the information he wants from this department's here to kind of blend what he has, I'll be anxious to see him. And that I'm hoping that the man from Upper Volta has left this morning. And I'm ready to see him anytime and anxious to, and just question when he gets over and
mm-hmm.
that he can just walk in anytime he's ready, and we expect very likely it'll be this afternoon.
Right.